this Monday morning, we do lift up our hearts. We offer you our minds and our bodies, our whole selves to you. So that whatever we do, whether it's studying, whether it's hanging out with friends, if it's eating, if it's sleeping, whether it's practices and rehearsals, everything we would do, everything we would say would be exaltation to you and worship. In your name, amen. You may be seated. For those of you who are freshmen or transfer students, this is an introduction to our first B Chapel of the year, and that is B-E, B Chapel, as in being rather than doing. In order to introduce that, I wanted to read a couple verses from Psalm 131. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul. Like a weaned child with its mother, so my soul is like a weaned child that is within me. There's at least two things that I think of from that passage. This idea of setting our eyes on things that are too lofty for us. Just trying to respond a little bit to Trigg's message last night. This notion of striving. Working at our faith in fear and trembling is not something that we do out of our own strength, but a way that we lean into the power and the grace of God. So when we place our eyes, when we set our hopes on things that are too lofty for us, often we're living in a fantasy world rather than the present. And being rather than doing is a challenge to be present right here, right now, today. Rather than living in the future, we choose to live today as our daily bread. And the second part of this, like a weaned child is my soul within me. Talked about my son, Casper. He's going to be 5 months on Saturday. And I can't imagine him right now being weaned from his mother. He is incredibly dependent upon her. So much so that when I pick him up and hold him, he gets that glint in his eye, and I can tell that he's hungry. And he's going to get really fussy really quickly if I don't get him over to mama. And so there's that notion that we've come over the hump. We've gotten past the things that make us restless. Like a weaned child, we are set apart from those things that we're dependent upon to be able to rest and to have hope. And so those two things, living presently today, not setting our eyes on things and letting those things that are restless, that push and pull on us, pushing those to the side like a weaned child and being still. So I'm going to read through that other psalm, Be Still and Know That I Am God. I'm going to say those words three times really slowly, and then we're going to just have a time of singing this morning. So if you can, as we prepare for this, one of the things you need to do in order to rest is sometimes you need to get yourself in the right posture. So if you want to sit upright, sometimes you think that lounging around is going to help you rest, but sometimes being restful is being attentive. So getting yourself upright, your feet flat on the floor, if it's helpful to put your hands on your knees. Some of us are trying to learn how to be quiet. I can remember the first time that I ever raised my hands in worship. I was 14 at a summer camp, and I thought when I went home, if I ever raised my hands, people would think I was a weirdo. Sometimes we think we're weirdos, too, if we're quiet, because it's easy to be busy to run and run and run and run. So we've learned how to dance and how to clap this year. We've learned how to shout for joy. The question is, can we learn how to be still? Because when we're still, all of a sudden, all the anxieties, all of the nervous thoughts rush in, and that's precisely the place where we can ask for the Holy Spirit to come and cleanse us. So I'm going to say these words slowly. And then we're just going to sing and linger in the presence of God, trying to learn how to be quiet with one another. Be still and know that I am God. be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God.